You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition. I'm Anthony Kasterman. It's going to be joined by Mark Sheldon of MLB.com. Talk about the Reds who, what else is new? Another tough injury blow this week, losing Homer Bailey to the DL with a flexor mass strain in his throwing elbow. And, that really hurts rotation that has really kept the Reds afloat in light of all the other injuries to the lineup, notably Joey Votto and Brandon Phillips. So let's bring in Mark to talk about this. Mark, first of all, we knew the Reds players had to know what a challenge they're up against, you know, losing those two key guys in the middle of the order to begin with. What was kind of the mood or the feeling when Bailey went down as well, just knowing what that rotation has meant to them?
Well, like you said, the rotation's been the kind of the bread and butter of the team all season, and really what they're facing right now is two things. The rotation's kind of taken on water in the sense that not only is Homer Bailey going to be sidelined for an undetermined amount of time, it could be a month, it could be a couple weeks, but Alfredo Simon has completely hit the skids. He's winless in six starts since the All-Star break and is pitching nothing like the guy that he was that made the All-Star team. So now you have two guys that are really missing from the rotation, so to speak, and you couple that with the offensive struggles and not really playing very well of late, it really is getting to be a really troublesome time for the Reds. The mood, as far as Bailey goes, it's unfortunate, of course, but they have so many other things going on right now that they need to work on. They are buoyed by the fact that Brandon Phillips could be back pretty soon, but they need to start stepping it up.
Yeah, can you rank these injuries, or is it tied for first as far as which has been most or will be most impactful, whether or not this team gets October? Thinking of Votto, Phillips, and now Bailey. I mean, those are three big ones, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, Bailey was pitching so well since the break. Starting pitching, of course, is huge in the later months of the season, and, of course, definitely the postseason. So you really don't want to lose a starting pitcher. They've been able to stay afloat and be in contention because of their starting pitching. So I would almost rank Bailey first, and then not having Votto and Phillips has been just tough. They just aren't scoring runs like they should be, and they're losing a lot of one run games. They lead the league in one run losses, excuse me. So but at least they're going to be getting Phillips back possibly as soon as next week. Votto still remains a bit of a mystery when he's going to return. It's not even clear that if these guys both come back, if they can even help the cause, especially Votto, if he hasn't played in a couple of months and may not get back in time to have a rehab assignment with the minor league seasons being over, who knows what he can do.
Sure. Yeah, and his injury has been so abstract anyway, as far as timetable goes. And it sounds like Bailey's somewhat similar situation where they're somewhat vague about, or not even somewhat, they're vague about exact timetable, other than to say that they hope to have him back by the end of the season. But and get back to Phillips, he starts his rehab assignment in AAA, and as you said, should be back in the lineup soon. But I'm sure there's some concern there, just what they'll get from him. Just he had about a 700 OPS before he went on the DL, and we know how hand injuries can impact a hitter. So are they cautiously optimistic that he'll be a big boost, or are they nervous that they might not be getting the Brandon Phillips of old, too?
Well, between the players and Brian Price, the manager, they're talking optimistically because it certainly can't hurt to have him come back. But at the same time, you're like you said, he hasn't really been the Brandon Phillips that the team has enjoyed for several seasons. Really hasn't been the same since midway through last year when he got hit on the forearm. He hasn't really performed the same. He hasn't been the key guy that they've really grown accustomed to. But at the same time, he provides a huge boost defensively. He's been very Gold Glove caliber this year. I don't know where they will put him in the lineup when they do bring him back, but I would say he could provide a boost, but we shouldn't over-exaggerate what kind of it is. He's not going to come in here and start smacking home runs and driving in runs because he really wasn't doing that a great deal before he went on the DL.
Yeah. Let's talk a little about Brian Price. I mean, this is rookie season for him in the managerial seat. Eight guys on the DL on opening day, And obviously these injuries we talked about here that's, you know, severely impacted the second half. Just wondering, you know, how do you grade this guy in his first year? That's a really tough circumstances to manage through. And I guess to still be remotely near 500 is probably an achievement in light of the injuries. But, you know, and you kind of balance that against it. They've had a lot of close losses. I believe they've had 28 one-run losses this season. So what's your assessment of how Price has handled things here in his first year?
I think he's done a good job in the sense of keeping things optimistic and you know, you don't get the sense that the team, he has lost the team or anything like that. Yeah. You know, I give him credit for that. This team has managed to stay afloat while almost literally treading water the whole season. So I give him credit for keeping that from happening. The fact that the team's even in the race at all is definitely a credit to the players, but also a credit to him. On the other hand, he's made some questionable decisions at times. You know, there was a huge one the other day against the Red Sox. They had runners on first and second and no outs and weren't able to get anybody in, and he had Ramon Santiago, a pinch hitter, bunting three times in a row and bunting with two strikes and struck out. Yeah. And you kind of question why he would do that. And he was second-guessed, and he accepted that. He said he basically didn't want the double play, and he wanted to put pressure on Boston. And if you want to accept his answer, that's fine. But it's definitely open for criticism. And there's been a few moves like that this year where you scratch your head and you're wondering what the choices were, or when, you know, not bringing in Chapman in a certain situation and things like that. But I think overall, I give him a good grade for keeping the team going. But there's definitely room for improvement.
He called out the team week before last with kind of a lackadaisical effort in Cleveland, and he was really pointed in his post-game comments, which you don't always see. You certainly don't always see from a rookie manager, not even almost, but admitting that he played some part in that as well. He could have been more aggressive at times, as far as controlling the run game and that sort of thing. So it's interesting to see him, A, call out his players like that or challenge his players like that, and the B, that takes some ownership himself. Not a lot of guys would do that. Especially in a first-year, scenario. And last year, Dusty Baker, there were obviously complaints about the way that team played down the stretch and didn't show the fire you might have liked to see. So is that an area where maybe Price has opened some eyes, I guess, in that clubhouse? Has he been more – I know that was one game and they seemed to respond to it well at the time, but, you know, what were the thoughts on how that all went down?
Well, I was actually on vacation during that series, but I was reading up on it. But I will say this, that he's really towed the fine line of protecting his players kind of in a way that Dusty Baker has. I haven't seen him at many times sell out a player for a mistake or an entire team for very often. He's taken ownership of his mistakes. He's taken at times ownership for the coaching staff mistakes. But, you know, the one thing he's done also is, he hasn't been afraid to put the onus on the players to self-correct. A great example is last night with Alfredo Simon, who hasn't pitched well at all. And you know, people were asking about the fatigue of being out of innings or what's not working. And he basically said he has a lot to learn as a starting pitcher, and he's not executing his pitches, and his velocity's there, so the fatigue isn't an issue. I don't make excuses for the players. And he more or less said he needs to learn how to be a starting pitcher. Grady had a nice first half, and now he has to learn how to deal with adversity. And he's basically not dealing with it that well. And he was pretty pointed with his comments. And I think he did it in a respectful way that doesn't bury Simon, but it also challenges him to improve. And I think he's done a very nice job in the sense of striking a balance where he doesn't bury his players and lose the clubhouse, but he also doesn't let them off easy for when they don't perform well.
Yeah. Well, he's made a point to point out this week that there's still the season is drawing toward the close here, and some urgency is needed, especially with all these division games that are going to really the September schedule is going to be severely weighted towards those division games. So the Reds still have a shot to get back in this thing, but it would sure help if they had more healthy bodies, no question about it.
Absolutely.
I want to thank Mark Sheldon for joining us, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. It's been MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds Edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.